We offer a warm welcome to each of you from Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Do you ever ask yourself the question, why can't I control my temper? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we know good and well that we are far from perfect. Help us to understand that we are sinners. Sinners by nature, which obviously reveal themselves in how we live, how we act, what we say, and what we think. But God in heaven, help us also to understand through your blessed word that while we are sinners, Christ died for us. Grant us a good look at your gospel today and help us to understand how badly we need it if we're going to live unto you. For it is in your holy name that we pray. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 7th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans, beginning with verse 15. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work when I want to do good. Evil is right there with me, for in my inner being I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, do you ever get angry at yourself and ask, why in the world do I act as I do? Perhaps you have a temper which gets out of control. You've had it all of your life. When you were a child, you might get into a physical fight with a friend. You gave him a black eye and he sent you home with a bloody nose. But the marvelous thing about a child is that the next day the fight is forgotten, and you are the best of buddies. But now the years have gone by, and you have grown older, and you have learned that such behavior is not acceptable in the adult world. However, words are substituted for physical blows, and we're having those same fights. It is no more difficult to lash out at another person when you're 40 than it was when you were 10 years of age. The words that you lash out with are cutting, and they cause far more pain than what comes from a black eye or a bloody nose. They're long remembered. In fact, some of these statements are never forgotten. The old temper seems never to go away. It makes you wonder. You ask, why can't I control this temper? I am a Christian and have resolved hundreds of times that I would conquer this lifelong sin, and yet I have failed to do it. Well, our text today gives the answer to that question as to why we can't manage these tempers or whatever other kind of sins we may be thinking of, and it also tells us how they can be brought under control. Listen to St. Paul. He had a similar problem. I don't understand what I do. For what I want to do, I don't do. But what I hate, that's what I do. Now, whether it was temper or some other sin, Paul is troubled as we are. He is troubled with the inability to bring his actions under control. Listen again to this poor man, for he's got something to tell us. He begins by saying that we have to take a look at our nature. And he goes right back, friend, to the matter of what the Bible teaches concerning the nature of the human being. It is something that is far different from what we are taught in our society, in our culture. He is saying that we are born, mind you, with a sinful nature. Now that means that our human nature is rebellious towards God. It causes us to go contrary to God's will rather than to follow in Him. We do not gravitate towards God, but rather we run away from Him. This is the basic teaching of the Christian faith, and that's what these sermons are all about. Listen to what David says. All of this, of course, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Psalm 51:5. What's he saying? He's saying that my father and mother got married and they had children. I was one of the children, and I inherited their nature. And their nature is sinful. You know, you go to the doctor today and you have a physical examination. He or she is very concerned about your past. If your parents are dead, they might ask, well, how did they die? If they're still alive but have had some afflictions, physically speaking, what are they? They're interested to know if there's cancer or heart or stroke in your family. What are they interested in? I assume I'm not a medical person, but the genes. For these things are passed on from one generation to another. Job said the same thing. He said, who can bring what is pure from that which is impure? Job 14:4. This is the basic teaching of the Christian faith. You say, well, Jesus never taught anything like that, didn't he? Remember when he was talking to Nicodemus about being born again? Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. In other words, that which is born of the flesh is sinful. It is contrary to what God wants the person to be. Paul goes on and talks about the very same thing. Just as sin entered the world through one man, that is, through Adam, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all men sinned. He's just showing here that when we were born, we're born as sinful people. All you and I have to do is go back and read Genesis 3. Remember God there in the Garden of Eden said to Adam and Eve, everything that you have around here, it's yours to use, but you cannot eat of the tree of knowledge. For the day that you eat of it, you're going to die. And the tempter came along and said, that's not true. So man exercised that free will that we talked about in last Sunday's sermon, and he said, get out of my life. God, I'm going to go the way of the tempter. And sin came into the world. As a result of that, we have a broken world. We have a sinful world. We have a world that has all of these terrible things going on around about us. That came from the fall in the garden. I tell you, my friend, that is the Christian's answer. And if you're a Christian and you want to know, well, what are some of our basic teachings, here is one of them, that you are born with a sinful nature. That's why I sin. It's our human nature. And Paul again says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There are no exceptions, only one, Christ Jesus, who came into this world and was without sin. Well, you say, that doesn't make it too bad, does it? God certainly cannot hold me responsible if I have a nature that just moves that way. we are accountable. Paul makes that very clear. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And that's not just Paul. Go back to Jesus. One day when he was with a group of people, he said to them, talking about eternity, they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. That's found in Matthew 25:46. They're hard words coming from a loving Savior. He did not come into this world to condemn the world, he says, but that the world might be saved through him. But he goes on to say that unless those sins that come from our sinful nature are forgiven, we are outside of a relationship with God. And to use his word, the result is eternal punishment. Now, words like this are questioned. And there would be many who would say to you, well, this is why I don't want to have anything to do with Christianity. I don't like it. It's so negative. It gives you the wrong understanding of yourself. Well, I guess if you want to take it from the humanist point of view, that would really be true. But the humanists are saying, you and I are basically very, very good people. Very good people. And anything that's bad inside of us has come from our environment. It is not inherited, it is learned. Maybe you learned it in a home that wasn't the way that it should have been. Or you learned it in school, or you learned it from peers, or wherever it might have come from, it is learned. That is not exactly what the Bible said. Sure, it's learned, but we have a nature that is just anxious to accept this, for we have inherited a sinful nature. We have not started out fine. We started out as sinners, and there's nothing we can do about it as far as we ourselves are concerned. Now, the humanists will go on to say, well, anything wrong, however, can be corrected by yourselves with the help of some others. You may need a little counseling. They would hurry on to say that the Bible is not true. We resent what the Christian faith is saying, that we are helpless. The Bible does tell us that we are helpless. The humanist would go on to say, you really don't need a Savior. You can be your own Savior. The Bible says, no, you can't. The humanist goes on to say, there is nothing that you can't do if you set your mind to do it. You can get over that temper that you have. And not true. I sometimes feel so sorry. I think especially of these young people, and I have been with them more than once, where they have been convicted of drugs and selling them and so forth. And they're addicted themselves. And then somebody says, well, you can get over this if you want to, and so we're going to send you away for a little while, and you're going to get some counseling. Now, I'm not speaking against the counseling. I'm simply saying that if the counselor is saying that young person or old person or whoever he or she may be, they cannot lift themselves up by their own bootstraps. That is an impossibility, according to the Christian faith. So, what do? Well, we stand here, and you've heard the Bible say today, as I've voiced it, that we are by nature sinful and unclean, that we are helpless. And someone is saying to you, that's not true. You're a nice, nice person. And if there is anything wrong, you take care of it yourself or get a little help somewhere. And you say, I kind of like that a little bit better. Makes me feel a little bit better about myself. And furthermore, you go on to say, I know some very nice people. They do a lot of kind things. And they in no way profess to be a Christian. I know a lot of those people too, and I am very, very thrilled at some of the things that I see them doing. I'll make it very personal. Some of you know, and I've said it enough times on this program because it's close to my heart, my wife has been handicapped for now nearly 9 years. Part of the time we're in a wheelchair, part of the time we're with a walker. And we have come to one place after another, and people have said, let us help, let us help. They open doors, they close doors. Ladies will say in airports, let me take your wife into the restroom. You can't go in there. Complete stranger doing these things. It's amazing. I am amazed at our young people. Only a few nights ago, we were going into a restaurant, and we were moving rather slowly. And here was this young couple, and I said, why don't you go around us? We move pretty slowly. And they looked and said, we've got plenty of time for you. Plenty of time. Before we left the restaurant, my wife asked where the restroom was. And the person in charge, the host that night, said, we have a unisex restroom. If you and your husband would like to go in there and you needed some help. Marvelous. Good things that have come. Why then? You say they have a sinful nature? How can they be so good in so many ways? Paul says this. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature the things that are required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law, since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them. That's found in Romans, the 2nd chapter, verses 14 to 16. What's he saying? That the law is written on their hearts. There is a basic understanding of what is right and what is wrong. It is not as clear, perhaps, as it is for those of us who have sat under the law of God, the Ten Commandments, and know how our Heavenly Father wants us to live. I sometimes wonder if in this postmodernistic age, if we want to try to erase that which is written on our conscience. I hope not. I hope not. And we can't. You can't erase it. It's written there. Well, what are we going to do? Because while a person who is not a Christian may live a fine moral life, he or she is still a sinner. There is only one way of deliverance, friend. Now, Paul has told you why you can't get over your sin, whatever it might be, temper. Why you can't is because of your nature. But now he gives you the hope. There is only one way of deliverance, and that is through Jesus Christ. Paul says, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this state that I find myself in? And then he goes on and says, thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I am delivered. It is in Christ. Come to Christ, friend. He first will forgive you. He has suffered and died for your sins. And after you have been forgiven, then he will continue to work in you until some of those sins that really bother us can be taken away and we can gain the victory over them. They will not be completely erased, perhaps, in some cases, because a part of the old man seems to stay with us. They'll not be completely erased until we live with God in heaven. But we can be helped, first forgiven, and then helped. How do I conquer my temper? Turn to Christ in those hours of temptation, and then ask him for strength to overcome the wrong. Amen. Just
what thy blood was shed.
Lord, when we see what a predicament we are in, how grateful we are to hear this message of the gospel. If you will confess your sins, I am gracious and willing to forgive you. When we know that we do not want to continue to live this way, we hear the promise from your word that if we come to you, you will create within us a new spirit, and that we will be new people in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, send that spiritual awakening into our homes, into our churches, and into our land. Oh God, be with us. Forgive us our sins, and use us mightily in this world that still is betrayed by a humanistic philosophy. In Christ's name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. We thank our faithful listeners for your generous support. Your gifts allow us to bring the greatest news that ever was, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to listeners throughout the country and worldwide. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit organization that operates from the financial support of those who have been helped and those who want to join with us in reaching others. We are especially grateful for our Gift Every Month Gem Club members. These regular gifts sustain our ministry during quiet giving times. Our contributors are truly special in this important ministry. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invite you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Christian Crusaders is now in our 67th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcast.